Now welcome on the call, the head coach, Stony Brook, Chet Quiori. Good morning, Chet.
Good morning, Rob.
Certainly a hard-fought game for your team up in New Hampshire. You guys come up a little bit short, 24-14 as you've gone back and looked through the tape. Just give me your impressions of the game.
Yeah, I mean, I think New Hampshire's a good football team. I think it was a competitive game. We were within 3 points at the five-minute mark to left to go in the game, and they were able to go down and put a touchdown in. So I think we competed well. We found some things that worked for us offensively during the game. we showed up and we played hard, and as long as we continue to play hard, we'll get that W at some point.
I know, talking to Coach Santos, you made the move at quarterback to Charlie McKee there in the second half, and he goes 18 of 26 for 190 yards and a touchdown. Talk about what went into that decision and how you felt like he played.
You know, I think he, for a guy that's a true freshman, I thought he played played well. Obviously, he's got some growth to do and learning of the game, but he got the ball out of his hands. Basically was just looking for a spark. You know, he's a kid that he was a four-year high school starter, Gatorade Player of the Year in New York. He's got a moxie, and I was looking for a spark, and I think he did give it to us in that time and place.
300 yards through the air, is that something you've – I know you like this receiver group, and you had some guys that played pretty well Saturday. Is that something that you could see yourself maybe transitioning and throwing it a little more now?
Well, you know, we still don't have our running backs healthy, so yeah. We're still playing without our top five guys. Our kid that played again this week, Ross Tallarico, threw a touchdown pass, caught a touchdown pass, had 70 yards rushing, caught a couple of other balls. So he's been a solid person, but we haven't been able to get the run game off the ground. So, you know, the last 2 weeks we had to rely on a little bit more of the pass game, and so we got some progress there, and certainly probably will have to continue it.
I wanted to touch on Ross. Just we talked about him last week, moving from linebacker and how he did running back, but being able to throw the ball and then the hit he took and then laid on the reception is pretty impressive. I don't know what more you have to say about him. He's a pretty tough kid.
Yeah, he's just a terrific young man who's he's really bailed us out, to be honest with you, and all the hard work he's put into it, as I told you last week, And he's a good football player, obviously. And you know, there's nothing to say when the other guys come back, he won't be right in the mix, which is good for Stony Brook.
Defensively, I know Coach Sanders talked about it. You guys did a fantastic job, especially against the run. Dylan Labbe hasn't been slowed down by many teams this year. You guys were able to do that. What was so effective for you defensively?
Yeah, I think we played our gaps well. We were able to turn things back and get penetration up front. Our inside core played real well. You know, we were able to get the extra guy in the box when needed to shut it down. He's a terrific running back. And, you know, once again, I think they rely on the run game also. We were able to control that part of the game throughout the game. So it was a good part. They hit us on some plays on that last drive. But for the most part, I think we played very good team defense.
Reggie DeManch, another big play. I think it's been about every week. But the big forced fumble that came after the interception there in the fourth quarter, how big was that play to kind of keep you guys right there in the game?
Yeah, it certainly was. Obviously, we were driving down and come off short with the interception. And then for him to come in and make that play on the next play and gave us a spot and let us drive back down the field again and actually put a touchdown in the end zone. So it was a terrific play. Reggie's a great kid, as we've talked on this call, and he's playing very well.
Touched earlier on the receiving core, but Tyler DeVera, 4 catches, 99 yards, and a touchdown on that halfback pass from Ross. It's not a name we've talked about quite as much this year. Just talk about the game that he was able to have for you.
Yeah, Tyler's a good football player. We haven't been able to find ways of getting him the ball, but he's a terrific talent. That specific play was a big man play. I mean, he made a catch and was able to break a tackle and turn it into a touchdown. He had a couple of plays. He's been on the field playing hard. He's able to create. He plays some tight end for us and situationally as well as receiver. So he's had a good season. We got to figure out ways to get him the ball a little bit more.
you guys step out of conference to play a Fordham team that is off to a terrific 5-1 start. As you've started to look at them, talk about the challenges they present, especially with that offense of theirs.
Yeah, they're a veteran offensive team. I believe back that they have 12 fifth or sixth year seniors on their offense. So there's been groups been together forever. We've played them when this quarterback was a starter as a redshirt freshman. So we've seen him. And good football teammate. He's a terrific talent. I don't know if you get much better than him at this level right now. And they've got it rolling offensively. It's not trickery. It's execution. They've been able to execute them. And so good football team.
They've played both Monmouth and UAlbany out of the CAA. When you go to scout, does it help at all when they've played other conference people to see how that, you know, the teams you're more familiar with, to see how they match up with them?
Yeah, I mean, it certainly gives you a perspective from a physical standpoint and athletic standpoint. And, both Monmouth and Albany hung in there. They just got outscored, to be honest with you, by the quarterback. And the game was won because of that by Fordham.
I know we've talked about in the past when you've played Fordham, why it's such a big deal to be able to play another New York school. I would assume you guys may run into them in recruiting things. Is this game, even though it's not in the conference, a little extra special for your guys?
Yeah, I think it's turned into a rivalry. We've had some good games over the 4 years we've played them, and I think we have them extended for about another 4 years. I think it's important to play people in your backyard as if you have the opportunity to. And, certainly from a recruiting basis and ability to develop, that is important. But it's a football game. Allows us to sleep on our own beds Fridays and get up on Saturday and take a truck to the Bronx, New York.
All right. Very good. Thanks, Chet, for your time this morning. Good luck against Fordham on Saturday.
Thank you.
All right.